The Amir, a missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Maulvi Al-Haji Muhammad bin Salih, says despite theological differences between Muslims and Christians, the belief in Jesus Christ represents a fundamental attribute of Islam. He enjoined Muslims and Christians to project the religious principles of Christ. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Maulvi Al-Haji bin Salih urged Christians to do away with ungodly acts that go contrary to the teachings of Christ on the occasion of Christmas.
Christmas is once more over. It's a very memorable occasion, very blessed one for each and every one of us, regardless of whether you are a Muslim or a Christian. And it's an annual affair. And for us to be alive, to see this Christmas, is a cause for us to be grateful to the Almighty God for having created us. And therefore, to my Christian brethren, I would want to say Merry Christmas. And having said Merry Christmas to them, I wish them the best of the day and egg them on to keep on to the purposes for which we are celebrating Christmas. Let we forget the teachings of Jesus Christ. May Allah be pleased with him, what he stood for, what he died for. And Christian brethren do agree and propagate the fact that he shed his blood for the sins of mankind. This, in effect, calls on each and every one of us to practically adhere to the practical teachings of Jesus Christ and make sure that each and every one of us become an embodiment of the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Ironically, during the day, some Muslims think that there is no need to say anything because in the first place they don't believe in Christ.
There is the need to say everything, and they definitely believe in Christ. Any Muslim who does not believe in Jesus Christ, in effect, means that the fellow doesn't believe in the Holy Prophet Muhammad, because the Holy Quran enjoins upon all Muslims to believe and accept